We'll be moving along at a pretty fast pace now with our discussion. If you can, go get your Bible and pencil and paper, because I know you're going to have some questions. And later on, we'll tell you how that you can participate with us in future discussions.
Jim, we noticed that there are about 720 churches in the city of Nashville, in Davidson County.
Yes, and 240 of them are Baptist churches. So is this a new Baptist church? Is this another church? Or just exactly who are the Reformed Baptists?
We are obviously different.
We feel like, and we were convinced after over a year of searching in this city to find a place that we could worship, I keep coming back to the scripture that says, where Jesus says that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. And this is what it's all about. Worship of Jesus Christ must be honoring to Jesus Christ.
We have chosen to use the name Reformed Baptist. Now, the word Reformed means something. Now, just what is it, Jim, that the word Reformed means that honors the Son?
When we say Reformed, we're referring to the Reformation doctrine. Now, it should be understood that the teachings of Luther and Calvin are no less true today than they were during their time. But we hasten to say that Luther and Calvin did not invent anything. They didn't develop any new religion. What they were doing was returning to the scriptures. They were using the scriptures for their only rule for faith and practice. Well, we go back to the Old Testament. You read back in Habakkuk that the just shall live by his faith. What does this matter of justification by faith mean exactly? Well, there's a scripture that says, by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now I want to look just a moment at this word, justification by faith, and faith being a gift of God. There's nothing freer than a gift. If I give you something, then for it to be free, to be a gift, there's nothing that you can do to earn it. It's like saying wet water. There's nothing wetter than water. There's nothing freer than grace. There's not any other kind. Grace is free. It's a gift of God. And salvation is by grace through faith, through the means of faith. And so, when you exercise faith, it's not that you're doing something. Your faith is not something that has earned you God's grace. It's the channel through which grace comes to you. And that is the gift of God. So, as Reformed Baptists, and using the name Reform, we're simply saying that we are returning to the Scriptures. We're holding the Scriptures up as our only rule for faith and practice, as was the emphasis, the teaching during the Reformation.
We're not ashamed to identify ourselves with these men who have been faithful to the Scriptures in ages past.
That's true.
Now, these men were not Baptists, though.
And someone might say, well, you have no right then to call yourself Reformed because you say you're Baptist as well. But the Reformation doctrine had to do with the matter primarily of justification. Whether a man is justified by works or whether a man is justified by faith. And so we have every right to call ourselves Reformed because that we're convinced very strongly that a man is only justified by faith.
But is it not true that many believe that faith itself is a meritorious work? That is, that faith earns for them, then faith earns for them favor with God.
Well, that's like saying that I have faith in faith, you see. And that's what these people are really saying, that look at my faith. Well, I'm saying that even my faith, all the faith that I can muster, is a gift of God. That's what the man meant when he prayed and he said, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. He knew that he was weak in himself and that unless the Lord gave him the power, that he did not have anything to bring to the Lord. So this is what we mean when we say justified by faith. We don't have any merit in our faith. Our faith has not earned us anything.
Faith, then, must be a confession in our hearts that the only hope for our salvation and the only surety for our salvation is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. This, then, is what you're talking about when we talk about honoring the Son. Jim, now you've talked about what we believe about justification by faith. It doesn't make much difference to our listeners, really, what you say about this and what I say about it. But most of our listeners believe the Bible. Let's just read a few verses of Scripture that talk about what we're saying here.
No, but I have a Scripture that I'm thinking about. It's Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16. It says, a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now, just a word about what the Bible means here when it says works of the law. This means that the things that you might do in order to, in effect, make a bargain with God. Now, we don't make bargains with God. God doesn't deal with men on those terms. Any time that a man comes to God, he comes to God on God's terms. He has to get on God's side and agree with God that I'm a sinner. God, I'm a sinner and I'm lost and I'm condemned by the law. I can see through the law that I'm condemned. Therefore, by deeds of the law, by works of the law, I cannot earn my justification. So, I want the justification which is by faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. Now, there's another scripture in Philippians chapter 3 in verse 8 that says something very much along the same lines. That I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now, that's the kind of righteousness that I want. When I face God, I want to face God on terms of what Jesus Christ has done, not on terms of what I've done. Because the only kind of righteousness that's going to be worth anything when we come to face God is going to be the righteousness that Jesus Christ earned and not what we've done.
What one of us is there that actually does what the law says for us to do? That is the law of God. Now, I can live up to the standards that I might make. I can jump over a house if you let me build a house. I can live up to my standards, but can I live up to God's standards?
I think that's a pretty good way of putting it, Norbert. We were talking about, really, there's only two ways for a man to be saved. He's either saved by grace, or he's saved by works, by something he can do. Now, there's a lot of in-between here. There's a lot of people that fall into... They've got a little bit of grace, but they want to add something to it, or they're all works, and they don't even talk about grace. But really it boils down to one of two things. Either God saves a man, or man saves himself in some way. Now I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curve here and talk about the works that do save. We are saved by works. But let's look at the works that we're saved by. In John's Gospel, chapter 17 and verse 4, where Jesus is praying, he says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. That's the work that saves. Only that work. The work that Jesus Christ did, not the work that I can do. When we say justification by faith, we're saying that we are justified by faith in what Jesus Christ has done. We're justified by our belief in the person of Jesus Christ, and that alone. It can never be Jesus Christ plus something else. It can never be, well, I believe in Jesus, and I must be baptized. It can't be, I believe in Jesus, and I've got to belong to this or that church, because that's adding something to the work that Jesus Christ has done. Now, I might be strongly persuaded to be a member of a certain congregation. I might be strongly persuaded or convinced that according to the Scriptures that I should be baptized. But I'm not doing these things in order to be saved. I'm doing them because I am saved. So the work that I'm talking about is the work of Jesus Christ. It's not enough to make the claim that I'm just a sinner saved by grace. It's not enough just to make that claim. What really matters is what you believe when you make that claim.
Jim, our listeners may not understand what you understand by the word law.
The law that I'm talking about is, are any kind of works, righteousness, any kind of things that you do in order to put God in your debt. In other words, the law that I'm talking about is similar. It's the same kind of thing. It's the same idea that Jesus condemned with the Pharisees. So the law is just as much alive today. The concept that we can be saved by something we do is just as much alive today as it was in those days.
You mean then that the idea that is alive today is the idea that there is an easier law, but man now has substituted for that law which condemns him. He substituted for that an easier law, in that all he needs to do is to decide that he is going to believe in a Savior that he don't even believe that he needs.
And all that you know, when Jesus began his ministry, the first sermon that we have recorded of Jesus, he says, "Repent and believe the gospel." And I think the problem today, it's very evident, that men are being told to believe something, but they're not being told that they must repent. They're not even being confronted with the fact that they have something to repent of. And this thing that's being left out is their sin, their guilt before God. They're sinners by nature. They're sinners by choice. So the Scripture says that I can't boast. It's by faith. I'm justified by faith. And that itself is a gift from God.